when my heart is cold. You're the heat for my weary soul. You're the good in all I know. In the mirror, all that I see is your grace looking back at me. I'm not the man that I used to be. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. And you. In the evening when my bones are tired, you're my strength and my heart's desire. You're the light when the sun expires. I remember how far I've come. I'm not lost with you, I'm home. I didn't find you on my own. You're the song rising from my heart. Everything comes alive. I'm
No, I'm serious.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedline. Father God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, I take your blood and I sprinkle it, Father God. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over myself, over everyone in this office, over everyone on the Tedline. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over everything that concerns us. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over our physical bodies, our financial resources. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over each and every family member of each person on this Tedline this morning. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning. Good morning, Tedline. I pray all is well in the household of all the Tedliners this morning. You have to forgive me if I sound a little funny. I had some dental work done and my mouth is sore. But as I was talking to the Lord this morning, I was led to the 23rd Psalm. And that's what I'm going to read for you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is our shepherd. We owe him our all, because he gave us his all. So through this prophetic act of communion, as we remember all that he did for us, all that he made available to us, life and life abundantly, let us each see ourselves as one with him. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11, 23-26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Lord is my shepherd. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Everything comes alive.
bones are tied. You're my strength and my heart's desire. You're the light when the sun expires. I remember how far I've come. I'm not lost with you, I'm home. I didn't find you on my own. You're the song, you're the song rising from my heart. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive.
About this morning, I had this open vision. I guess I'm hanging around with too many prophets. I don't know, but when you start talking to prophetic people a lot, and in your everyday walk, you know, periodically I go over to Grace. In and out, not too often, but, and then when I do, I don't go back in the prayer room too much, because I don't want to ever appear that I'm trying to take advantage of anything. But I talk to a lot of people during the day, and I pray with a lot of people. Not a lot, let me take that back. Not a lot. It's a lot to me. Because everyone that contacts me has something very serious and very disturbing, to say the least. But some of you know, I'm trying to put this book together here, so I know that whoever God sends. And if you're on this 10 line, if you're listening to the 10 line, you got to understand God sent you on this 10 line for a reason, with a purpose. Now, I don't know what it is, and I don't have to know. All I have to know is Jesus, and all I have to do is keep teaching, preaching what he gives me, and it works out fine. Because every day, whatever it is, somebody's going to email me, text me, and say, that's what I needed today. So maybe every day isn't what you need, but you just hang in there. One of those days, it'll be what you need. And that's for sure. I can assure you of that. But yesterday, It was a very unusual kind of day. Also, I want you to know something. This deadline reaches a lot of people. Those of you coming in through the website, those of you coming in through iHeartRadio, some coming in through, of course, the YouTube and the Blog Talk and the Spreaker. Well, yesterday was a very revealing day to me, okay? And it might have had something to do with I had to meet the security guys at the church. And we were over there a long time because the security, which is ADT, had to secure the whole church. Now remember, he got to secure 17,000 square feet, top and bottom. So I watched him, and as he was explaining things to us, and I watched him do his job. And I watched the our representative, his name is Nathan. And Nathan was born in South Africa. And he said, it's awfully cold up here for this African. And I looked at him because he was skin color white as could be, but he is African, South African. So the whole day started out in a very curious manner. Let me put it like that. And when the day ended for me yesterday, it was around from 4 a.m. to about, it ended about 8. So the Lord told me, he said, get down on your knees and pray. So I knelt on the side of my bed and I started praying. And as I was down there praying, the Lord brought back to me the men that had been instrumental in my life. I don't know why he chose me. They taught, because a bishop is who taught me how to pray. And then an apostle taught me the word and how to pray even more so, my father in the Lord. And then I got to thinking about my real father, my biological father. And as I was thinking about my biological father, I was thinking about my father, God. See, what some of you don't know, I've had a very unusual life. I was talking about it to Brother Joe and Jose this morning. Most of you know my father was killed in Vietnam, and that he was a colonel in the Army, in the United States Army. So when my father was killed, he left us a lot of insurance. So from 12 years old to 18 years old, I had a guardian. Yep. My father left me too much money for me to handle. And I guess my father thought that if anything ever happened to him, that it would be too much money for my mother to handle by herself. So my mother got an insurance, and I got one, and my sister and brother got one. But my father left me the most money because I was his oldest child. So I grew up having a legal guardian over me. I had a mother. My father was dead, but I had a legal guardian, and my legal guardian was an attorney. So whenever I wanted to do anything, I would have to ask my mother. But if it involved money, then my mother would go to my guardian And the guardian would say yes or no. The guardian was a lawyer. So I grew up having a legal guardian, so I understand having the Holy Spirit. I even understand, you know, I told you I understand hierarchy and authority and all that. So when I was fast approaching 18, I was already in college, getting ready to graduate. And I told my legal guardian, I said, he said, well, what are you going to do when you get your money? I said, I'm going to take a trip around the world. He said, why do you want to take a trip around the world? That's crazy. You know, you're a teenager, really. You're not even grown. I said, but when I get to be 18 and get my money, I'll be grown. And I just thought like that. Because from 12 to 18, I knew I was going to get this money because I had been living off of it. My legal guardian would buy all of our, I mean, he would give my mother extra money. Every time school came, every time vacation came. But my legal guardian and my mother always made sure that we were in some kind of school or another. So I done been to so much school, it's not even funny. But this is my point that I'm trying to make this morning. I'm not your usual kind of person. I didn't grow up in a normal way that people see African Americans. So I didn't really, really get to learn people until I got saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit. I didn't really, really get to learn life and its reality until that, because if you grow up having a legal guardian, your legal guardian looks out for you. And your legal guardian, my legal guardian, supposedly had my best interests at heart. But after I got grown, I realized his best interest was knowing that as he was helping me, he was getting money out of my estate, out of the estate that was left for me and us. So I understand God having guardian angels to protect us. I understood all these things before I got saved. But now that I got saved, I understand them in a better way because I could see God's hand in my life, and I could see God, like Toby Mac say, I see God in everything. I do. I really do. And so when I turned 18 and I got my money, the first thing I did, Tedline, I took a trip around the world. And I took a trip around the world because I had seen this Jules Verne movie on TV, Around the World in 40 Days. And I really, in my mind, I wanted to know if you could really do that. If you could really go around the world in 40 days. And I did. And I think that having done that, it increased a level of faith in me that anything is possible. But you must step out to do it. You gotta do something. And if you do something, you'll know for yourself. I didn't want to take a movie said you could do this. You know, somebody said you could do. I want to know for myself. And that's the spirit I came to the Lord with. I didn't come I don't know. I never knew. And I think some of us are forgetting how good our parents were to us, no matter what. You see, I know people that didn't have anything and lived like royalty and carried that spirit of royalty. And you ask yourself, well, now, how could they? And I've been through this before. I got some teaching on this. But I never went in depth because God never really showed me until this morning how blessed I've been all my life. All my life. I never wanted for anything. I know this is going to be hard for some of you to believe. Because, see, where I am here in Dalton, they have a very low opinion of African Americans. And they're all trying to figure out me. Well, you know what? I tell them, thank you. When you get me figured out, let me know. I'd like to know. Because I never had what you would consider, I've never been normal. Thank you, Jesus. I've never been, quote, normal. And guess what? God made me that way. There's never been any place I've ever wanted to see. I didn't go. There's never been anything I wanted to do. I didn't do. Now, maybe I didn't want to do outlandish things like some of my friends. But this is what I'm telling you. God has provided you with everything you need. I had a vision this morning. I was in New York City. And I don't know how I got to, I was around 42nd Street, on the street. And a girl ran up to me. She was, she said her name was Maria. That's what she said her name was. I said, okay. She said, I've got to get away. I said, okay. Okay. She said, will you help me? I said, yeah, as best I can. So as we were crossing the street toward the Penn Central, I think that's it, the train station, a lady stepped up. She was a witch. I knew she was a witch. And the Lord said, look over there. And this demon identified itself as Baphomet. Now, we know who Baphomet is. And so I thought Baphomet was who Maria was trying to get away from. So I'm looking from Maria to Baphomet. And then this other lady steps up. And the lady says, I'm her master. I looked at the lady. And I looked at Maria. And I said, you don't have to be afraid of Baphomet. And you don't have to be afraid of her. Because I didn't know what this lady's name was. I said, she is not your master. And the lady looked at me. I could see her right now. She looked, if you could think of what a gypsy looks like with black hair, red lipstick, she had on a yellow dress with silver sequins and diamond sequins. She said, yes, she does. She said, I am her master. Watch me. I said, okay. And what she did, she spoke a trigger word. And when she spoke that word, Maria turn from Baphomet. She turned from me, and she turned to face the lady. And the lady said, see, I told you I was her master. I looked at the lady, Maria. I said, I tell you what you better do. I said, you better run as far away as you can from this lady right here. And this trigger word that she used, I don't want to use it because I believe God gave me a trigger word for somebody's deliverance that is bound by hidden word-based programming, because I asked God what was the trigger. So as she was running, this lady, this witch, this I believe she was more like a anyway, she was a witch. She was a priestess. And so she just stood there laughing. I turned to her and I said, in the name of Jesus. And she melted. She melted. She melted, y'all. And I woke up and I said, Baphomet and a witch and Maria. So I looked toward Maria and all I could see, Maria kept looking back. I said, don't look back. She kept looking back. I said, don't go backwards. She kept looking back, but she kept running. She kept running. And then she disappeared. When I got up, it was heavy on my mind. It was heavy, heavy, because I'm not a dreamer. When I see something, it's usually a vision. And if I'm in it, I know it was an open vision. So I said, God, what you want me to do? So I laid there, and I started binding up Baphomet. I started binding up Baphomet. I started binding up witches. I started binding up witchcraft control. I started binding up domination and manipulation and intimidation. Because this witch, when we were confronted face to face, tried to intimidate me. She tried to intimidate me by showing me the control she had over the other woman. Well, let me tell you two things, Tina. I don't care how much control she had over the other woman. I don't care that Baphomet was there. Because you see, the same way I took that trip around the world to know that it was real, to know that it exists, is the same faith, the same confidence I have in the name of Jesus. It's the same reality that I possess, that Jesus is alive, that Jesus is well, that Jesus is in me, and that greater is he that is within me than any witch, than any devil, than any principality, than any power, any spiritual wickedness in high places. You see, I'm convinced Jesus made a believer out of me a long time ago. And he keeps on, and he keeps on, and he keeps on increasing my faith, increasing my confidence in him. Not in me. Not in flesh. Not in anybody's flesh. But in Jesus as the one true living God manifest. As God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, time is getting crazy. Time is running out for some people. You're going to have to know God. I mean, you're going to have to know him. The same way I saw that Maria, because you know what? She didn't have faith to stand, so I told her, you better run. And you better run. And you better run into the arms of Jesus. You better run into the protection of Jesus. But I'm not saying that for you. There are some people who gotta run. But brothers and sisters, running is not God's way. Running from the devil is not God's way. Running from a witch is not God's way. Running from intimidation is not God's way. Running from domination and control is not God's way. It's not God's way. God's way is for us to stand, not with the devil at our backside, but to look the devil in the face, and tell the devil, who is Lord? Tell him. You have to tell him. Once again, forever, your position has to be the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power resident in me, resident in you, brothers and sisters. There's going to be a time you don't need to know the demon's name. You don't need to know the witch's name. But you better know the name of Jesus, the name that has all power in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Knowledge is not going to save you. Knowledge, brothers and sisters, will not free you. Knowledge will help you, make no mistake about it. But you need the knowledge of the power of God resident within you. That's what you need. You see, all these witches, all these demons with the Santeria, Cunandero, and all this junk means nothing under the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, but God does things for a reason. Let me tell you, as I went on, these are the scriptures he gave me. First, he gave me Isaiah 53:3. You see, the name Maria means bitterness. It means bitterness. I wasn't concerned about the witch name. I wasn't concerned about Baphomet. I was concerned about the woman who was so fearful of flesh. I was concerned about the woman that had a devil tracking her, Baphomet. I was concerned about her because, brothers and sisters, if the devil got you, He don't have to come and try to intimidate you. If the devil got you, he going to be lenient on you because he wants those he doesn't have. He wants those that belong to God. So I was concerned about her. You know what God gave me? First he gave me Isaiah 53:3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. He was talking about Jesus. He was talking about himself. Then he gave me Isaiah 38:17, because that's what the name Mary represents. I mean, the spiritual meaning of the name Mary. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind my back. The Holy Ghost said, Erica, tell them, don't go back. Don't look back. Don't worry about what's behind them. Run toward embracing the fact that all they need is in me. All they require is in me. So then I went over to Genesis 49. And Genesis 49 says, and Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together, and hear ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his fowl unto the vine, and his ass's coat unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, for he shall be for a haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass, couching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. Now this is the one the Holy Ghost illuminated for me. Dan shall judge his people, as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder, a snake, in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. 18. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. I want you to post number 17 in here about three times. I'm going to come back to it and show you something. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher, his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel, even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost barn of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them. And he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Leah. It goes on to talk about that field. But this is what I want you to understand right here. Dan, you see, brothers and sisters, I've taught this in my teachings before. Each of us are a descendant of one of these tribes. We have one of these tribes if you go back far enough in your genealogy. But Dan, look what it says. Dan, that means it's in Dan's DNA. It's in Dan's nature. Those that are descendants from the tribe of Dan, to be a serpent, to act like the serpent, to have the nature and character of the serpent, and to be a snake in your path, to be a snake in the path. And the snake is supposed to bite the horse's heels so that you or me or the rider shall fall backward. Shall fall backward. You see, there's a curse. And it's called a backward curse. And when people place that curse, that's the curse on the Lady Maria. That's why she is so full of bitterness. Okay? And God let me see it. He let me see that voodoo curse. He let me see the effects it has. Because this Maria, she couldn't, it was God's guidance that she didn't stumble, she didn't fall, and that she could run forward looking backward. I'd never seen that before, except in this vision. She was running forward looking backward. It's called the grace of God. It's called the favor of God. It's called the steadfast love of God in action. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Dan, So I'm looking at God. I'm saying, okay, you say, don't look backwards. Don't go backwards. He said, that's what I'm saying. He said, now run your reference. Okay. You see, somebody fell off the seat backward at the gate when they mentioned the Ark of God. Hezekiah asked that the shadow turn backward 10 degrees when he was trying to prove God, test God. Isaiah, the prophet, cried unto the Lord, and the time went backwards 10 degrees. But you see, brothers and sisters, Job said, I go forward, he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. When I saw this lady, and I was the one, she wanted to stand there frozen in fear. I said, run. Run. But you see, Psalm 40 and 14 says, let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. And let them be driven backwards and put to shame that wish me evil. It says that again in Psalm 70 and 2. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Isaiah 1 and 4 says, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. And look what it says. They are gone away backwards. Brothers and sisters, Isaiah 28:13. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken. Brothers and sisters, Isaiah 38:8 talks about that sundial going 10 degrees backwards again. Isaiah 44 and 25 says, that frustrated the tokens of the liars and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. I'm going to deal with this spirit this morning. I'm going to deal with it in a few minutes. Brothers and sisters, please understand something. God said through Jesus in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Brothers and sisters, the Bible goes on in Hebrews 10 and chapter 39, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Brothers and sisters, when they came into the garden to take Jesus to Pontius Pilate's hall to try him unmercifully, cruelly, and wrongly, in John chapter 18, verse 6, it says, as soon as Jesus said to them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Backwards is not the way with God, brothers and sisters. God says, don't look back. Don't go back. Don't talk back. Don't think back. But you see, you have an enemy. And he knows that backwards he'll trap you. If you think back, if you act back. And I know this is God because I was talking about this yesterday, about 1 second. And then God comes today. Right now, you get you a paper towel. I don't want you to cough nothing out. I just want you to breathe in the name of Jesus. I say, I don't want you to cough nothing out. I just want you to breathe this morning. Because you have an enemy. And when you put on your whole armor, there's nothing for your backside. Because God is your rear reward. Brothers and sisters, God doesn't want you going back to nothing. God wants you to go forward. Are you saying, Erica, that God don't ever want, that there may be a time, praise God, when he'll send you back, but he won't even send you back until you're well equipped to overcome what's back there. He will not have you going back ill-equipped, ill-informed, or without being prepared to overcome every enemy that is behind you. You know, I'm working with that couple. Somebody, I got a call. I got a call. Oh, you know, that's dangerous. Don't you think? And you know what they told me? They said, we know where we come from. And we know that Jesus is well able to deliver us and keep us. So you can put anything we say out there. We have Jesus. They say, if we live, we're going to live with Jesus. If we die, we're going to be with Jesus. So, and I like that because that's my philosophy of life. If I live, I'm going to live with Jesus. If I die, I'm going to be with Jesus. So it don't make no difference either way. But I'm telling you, that spirit that was spoken over Dan as Abraham's son, he knew Dan's character was snakish. And there are a lot of people with that snakish nature and that snakish character, with that snakish religion. But what you got to know and what I got to know. Remember what yesterday? Jesus always causes us to triumph. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. And let me tell you this. Witches, wizards, shamans, root doctors, all going to have to bow their knee to the name of Jesus. Because Jesus said, all power is in my hands. All power in heaven, all power on earth, and all power under the earth. Jesus said it. Now the question is, do you believe it? If you believe it, you won't go backwards. Because there's nothing backwards for you. He who looks back, acts back, goes back, is not fit for the kingdom of God. Your hope, Jesus says, lift up your eyes. Your hope cometh from above. Are you hearing me this morning? Are you hearing me this morning? get rid of bitterness. Isaiah 38:17. You have lovingly delivered my soul, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. Isaiah 38:17. So whoever Maria represents, I believe it was prophetic, and I believe it was metaphoric, brothers and sisters. If you have to run away, run into the arms of Jesus. Because those descendants of the tribe of Dan have nothing for you but a snakish nature. Nothing for you but an attempt to make you fall backwards. Make you go backwards. Don't do it. I'm going to do some soft deliverance this morning. But you breathe it out. I don't want you to cough. I just want you to breathe it out when I say go. If you've never been transferred upon, or if there's nothing from the character of that spirit of Dan, then nothing's going to happen. But if it is, you want it out. You don't want anything from a serpentine nature in, near, on, or about, or around you. Brothers and sisters, don't go backwards, whatever you do. Father God, this morning, I bind and rebuke all backwards witchcraft. Lord God, that witchcraft and that spirit, that familiar spirit from Dan, has been unloosed in the spirit realm, and it has taken so many people captive, especially, God, those that have ever had an abortion or been involved with an abortion. That thing comes back, and it causes people to want to abort and abort and abort and abort. Every good thing in their life is aborted because of that spirit that takes people backward. That spirit causes people to be triggered, Lord God. So this morning, in the name of Jesus, I command the serpent, in the name of Jesus, to be busted up by the power of God's own Holy Spirit. I command every false, bad memory to be busted up and dissolved in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for your blood right now, your blood. I thank you that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. I thank you, Lord Jesus, you said, this is my blood, which was shed for the remission of the sins of all mankind. Those right now that are abiding in darkness, through illegitimate actions and transgressions of another person, I break every spell, every jinx, every vex, every hex, every root, every witchcraft, intent and endeavor. And I command you, spirits, breathe them out now. Just breathe them out. Go. 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 I break every spirit from the nature and the character of Dan that puts a snake in the path of another person to cause them, their horse to rear up and for them to fall backwards off their horse. Because that's what they said about old Pharaoh, the horse and the rider has drowned in the Red Sea. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, pour out your goodness. Pour out your strength. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you this morning. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. Every spirit of domination, breathe it out. Every spirit of intimidation, breathe it out. Every spirit of manipulation, breathe it out. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. Go, go. I bind you up in chains and fetters of iron. I break your ability to bite. I break your ability to sting through the tongue. I command your words to fall to the ground and dissipate in the name of Jesus. I break every backwards curse you tried to unloose. I destroy your spirit of intent. Go. They say Spreaker cut off is back. Go. Go. Right now in the name of Jesus. Loose the resources that you tied up through venom from the tongue. Loose them right now in the name of Jesus. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, break that bitterness in the name of Jesus. Lord God, deliver souls this morning from the pit of corruption in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, this morning, save our souls in the name of Jesus. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. And Lord God, steady our feet that they will not go backwards. I break the power of any divining. I break the power of all lies. I break the power of that spirit that turns wise, knowledgeable men and women backwards. You will not make knowledge foolish in the name of Jesus. And Father God, anyone under the sound of my voice this morning that has gone 10 degrees backwards, I ask you to return it to them. Restore unto them precept upon precept, line upon line. I break every snare that they've been ensnared in from going backwards in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord God, for restoration this morning. I ask you for restoration. Yeah, that's right. Somebody is breaking off your mind. I break and destroy the spirit of confusion. Confusion from going backwards and looking backwards. I break the spirit of shame this morning. Go. Just breathe it out. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. I break deliberate witchcraft to make you go backwards. And to make you have to keep running to man. There's only one man you need to run to. And that man is the Son of Man. And his name is Jesus. Jesus. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to make us strong in you this morning. Make us strong in you. Strengthen us by your might and by your power. Strengthen us. According to your word, strengthen us with your wisdom. And we're asking you for wisdom this morning. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, confound the enemy's camp. You know who the enemy is. Confound the enemy's camp. That tried to unloose this backwards curse. That did unloose it. And I thank you, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue, serpent tongue, that has risen up against us in judgment, let it roll back. right on that same tongue. I thank you this morning. You're good. You're God. Everything you do is good. Everything you do is good, 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 good. And devil, as for me and my house, I won't go back. I won't look back. I won't act back, and I won't think back. My destiny is ahead of me. Your destiny, your going into God's goodness is ahead of you. He brought you this far to bring you the rest of the way. And he's going to do it by his power, by his Holy Spirit, and by his might. brothers and sisters. This is Erica Shepherd coming to you from the mountaintop of Dalton, Georgia. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Believers Church. I'll see you tomorrow if the Lord say the same.